Well, thank the Lord for that song. I appreciate it very much. I think of all the joys we experience in life when we do cast our cares upon the Lord. And maybe we might take that in a direction today to motivate us for what the message is. But before we go any further, let's bow our heads and pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this time that we have. As we open your word, we pray that you would guide and anoint by your Spirit. We believe in your Holy Spirit. We know that he is the one that is to teach us and guide us and direct us in all things. He's the only way that we can share what needs to be shared today. And so we ask you to have mercy by your Holy Spirit and help us, Lord. Help us also to receive what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I want to talk about if ye will. You know, we have so many opportunities. I think about the song they sang today. We have that opportunity to do that if we will. We have the chance to see what happens when we cast our cares upon the Lord. And I think just, you know, not to get too far ahead of us, but in every situation when we have an opportunity, one of the things that happens in that is, first of all, that we realize we have the opportunity, if you will. And then the second thing is when we feel like we've taken that opportunity and we don't see the results, that we don't give up. One, we realize that God's faithful to what he says. But two, we also realize that we got a lot to learn. It's very possible that I meant to cast my cares on the Lord and I didn't. Very possible I meant to follow whatever he was telling me to do there and I didn't. But I have this confidence that I don't have to just give up because of that. But the Lord's told me that he'll teach me how to do that. Whatever he's asked me, whatever he's called me to, whatever the if he will is in my life, then the Lord's got a promise behind that. And part of that is blessing. Part of that is teaching us and helping us to understand how to do what he's calling us to do. So as we go into this lesson, this message, whatever it may be that the Lord has for us this morning, I want us to remember that. Recognize the opportunity. Recognize that you may not get it right the first time, but realize that God's promised, even in that, to be willing to teach you if you're willing to take the opportunity. And the end result, if you take the opportunities of what God's put before you, that the end result is that his promises will happen in your life. He will be faithful to those promises. So let's look over in 1 Samuel. There are so many times in the Bible, I do not know how many times that the Lord came. I didn't even bother to try to look it up and figure it. Sometimes you get a thought in you, like, okay, well, how many times did God say this? It's a bunch of times. All right, but in 1 Samuel 12, it's one of those times. And this particular instance, we're coming up to the point where the people of Israel had been asking for a king. This wasn't really what they should have done. This wasn't God's plan for them, but they had asked and asked for a king, and finally God said, you know what? Okay, I'm going to give you a king. And so we're coming down to this moment, and he says, all right, he's coming down this moment, and he's wanting to share something to him. He's saying, I'm giving you a king, but here's the deal. If ye will fear the Lord and serve him, and obey his voice, and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. I wonder in their minds, I wish there somehow to put ourselves in this situation. Many times I feel that way when I read these stories in the Bible, but basically, they were getting something that wasn't really what they should have been asking for. But God came to a point and said, you know what? I'm going to give it to you. And I wonder this particular thing, they wanted a king. Why did they want a king? They wanted somebody who basically was there that they could see, that could tell them what to do. And they wouldn't have to just wait on the Lord so much anymore. They would have a person. They would have a ruler. They would be like the other nations around them. And so the Lord said, okay, I'm going to give you this. But here's the catch. You still got to do what you always had to do. You know, this situation and my granting you, so to speak, God saying, my granting you this king, has not changed the core of what has always been the issue from the beginning of time. It doesn't change the core of what determines whether you experience my blessings or not. This king and what all he may do, the reason God told him, you know, you don't need a king, first of all, because God's your king. But here's what all the things he's going to do. He's going to, you know, bring your daughters into his house. He's going to force your young men to be soldiers for him. He's going to tax you. He's going to do these things. And you really shouldn't ask for him. But this is what it is now. You've asked and you've got it. But the core of how you're going to please God and receive his blessings and stay where you need to be with him, it's still the same as it's always been, even though your situation has changed. It's still, if ye will fear the Lord, you'll acknowledge, you know, he truly is God. If you will serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, God's still supreme, he's still over all, and he still is willing to listen to you, to allow you to be his, to bless you, to guide you, to direct you. But you still have to do the same thing. The king hasn't excluded you from that. You have to continue to be willing to do these things. And in doing these things, what really, you could even almost sweep, you can't sweep the things out of the way because they're the manifestation of the thing that has to happen in us in order for God to bless us and guide us. And that is your will has to be submitted to God. Yes. This morning, if you're drawing a checklist, then you're missing something. Not that we don't want to sometimes assess, Lord, is my life pleasing you? Lord, show me my life. I've prayed that before. Lord, let me see myself. I know I can't stand it to see it all the way, but let me see what I need to see of myself right now. To know where I am, where I stand with you, so to speak, in my life, who I really am. Don't let me be fooled into thinking something that I'm not. Let me see myself clearly, amen. Lord. And, you know, these people, so there's a need for us to have that. But whatever that may be, and whatever we see there, it all comes back to whether or not I'm willing to submit my will to the Lord. Because that takes care of those things, as we've said before, but it also takes care of anything else in my life. You know, it helps me to be right where it helps the Lord then to have control, to be able to do what he needs to do in my life, to work my life so that these things can line up. So it helps the Lord to have the ability in my life to do the things necessary so that those things line up. And the reason I say it that way, because sometimes we will say, help, let me go line these things up. It's not going to happen that way. You're not going to get them right that way. You're going to get them right by being willing to do what the Lord is saying, to submitting your will to God. In Exodus, the 19th chapter, there was another place where God said this to him. This, if you will. And I think it's so incredible. Y'all, just for a minute, the Lord, it's just such a simple phrase, but yet it brings so much freedom and hope and joy in my life because I'm like, it's really that simple, Lord. It's not complicated. If you will be willing, if you will submit your will to this direction that I'm giving you, as I come to this place in your life, even though your situations are different, and a few years down the road, they may be different again. But as I come to that place with you, if you will hear the Lord saying, if you will, and you still remain in that place where your will is submitted to God, then once again in your life, whatever needs to happen can happen like it needs to in your life. And so here in Exodus, we have another situation, 19 and the fifth verse. And this is where they went out into the wilderness, into Sinai. So this is very fresh as they have just been delivered from Egypt. Okay? And so Moses went up to God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob. I'm sorry, I'm actually in the third verse here. Say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Your situation has changed. You're not where you were. You're not under the Egyptians' power anymore. You're not over there trying to figure out how you're going to please God in the midst of this environment anymore. Your situation has changed, and the Lord has transported you and delivered you, and now life is really different. But it's still the same thing it was back there. Your situations have changed, but the way you're going to please God, the way you're going to serve Him, the way you're going to be where you need to be has not changed at all.
Amen.
It's the same thing. He said, Now therefore, fifth verse, if you will. Here it is again. And so many times I rush past these three words and I see what's next. But the Lord just impressed me this morning, stop a minute and consider what that means. If you will. Isn't that the real issue? Because I can run over here and start trying to fix things, and I've never addressed those three words. If ye will. When they're what is the thing all the way through. If ye will.
Yes.
When the Lord says those words to me. If ye will. Where's my heart?
That's true.
You know, sometimes we can be like, there can be certain trigger words for us, certain trigger words. And somebody can come along, and before they ever say anything else, if they say something to us a certain way, all of a sudden, I feel it. I believe it's human nature. There's something in us before you've ever heard what's being asked of us that rises up. It's called my will. I'm my own person. Wait a minute. You know, I haven't even heard the rest of what you said because you said this. How are we going to do what we need to do before the Lord if we allow that to happen in our life? It's natural to us, but it's something that we have to submit.
Amen.
Yes.
And beware, when we hear those words, it's like, okay, yes. Yes, Lord. Okay, what is it that you're fixing to tell me? If you will, I want to know. I want to know what you're fixing to tell me to do, Lord. Help me to get in that kind of place with you. And it says, Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. And I think as you look at these if you wills, if you read them, you'll always find this God of heaven saying, I want to do something really neat for you. I'm going to do something really special for you if you will do this.
Yes.
It's not ever empty promises with God.
Amen.
It's always where His promises are. In this place where if you will, then I'm going to do something for you very special. A peculiar treasure. Not just even a treasure, but one that's very special. You know, I've got things that I like. I didn't think about this, sorry. So a bunch of emotions just went through my head in a moment there. But something came to mind. There's things I've treasured. There's things that maybe people I have. And there's other things besides this. But this is, well, there's actually, I mentioned two this morning maybe. But the thing that came to mind is I have a stick, one of them. I have a stick at my house now. That's a walking stick with the rubber cap on the bottom. And I can't remember all the things that have been asked, but I've been basically asked, why do you have this stick? Why do you need this stick? And I have tried to make it clear, and I think my children probably understand the point now that that's a special stick, and it's not supposed to go, it's not supposed to be thrown away, it's not supposed to be gone anywhere. It's Dad's stick. He used for a while when he was having a lot of hip trouble. He used it to walk around. So I have special memories that are tied to that stick, and there's a lot of sticks you can pick up and go do whatever you want to with, but don't mess with that stick. I intend to keep that stick, because I intend that years from now, there will come a time when Dad's gone. That stick has memories to me,
yes.
And I want to use it, and I want to remember that.
Yes.
And I have a Bible. I have an NIV version of the Bible that was given to me by my Uncle Stan. And there's a note in it that he wrote to me, and he was very special in my life, too. And so I'm not really into anyone coming and getting that Bible and using it to read, because I don't want anything to happen to it. It's the pages aren't exactly extremely durable. So I actually went, I think it was Christmas, and I bought an NIV version. You know, sometimes we'll read that just to see, correlate it with King James. Nobody think I'm promoting the NIV here, but I use it sometimes to kind of see in more words, maybe even to read stories, whatever the case may be. I found it useful at times to supplement. And so I went and bought one that the family can use. It's newer, nicer, in better shape, and they can use it. It's around the house, and you see this, you pick it up, you go use it however you read it, whatever. But don't touch this one. Why? Because it's a peculiar treasure to me. This is what the Lord is saying to us. There's a specialness to us. He's not okay with someone else taking that treasure over from him. He wants that, and that's what he wants to make us. But we have to be willing to submit our will. If you will, then God will do these things in your life. He absolutely is going to do them. It's how he feels about it. And sometimes we're like, well, this morning, who's feeling like a real peculiar treasure to God? Well, I mean, we're talking about it, so we're kind of being reminded a little bit. Aren't there a lot of times in our life where we'd be kind of, we're struggling a little bit to realize that? But it's a promise from God. That if I will, he is going to make me that, a peculiar treasure in his
yes.
kingdom. What an incredible promise Amen. To believe. It's worth me submitting my will and saying, yes, Lord, and praying for my heart to be able to get in a place where when God comes along with those words, if you will, there's not a wall that comes up inside of me to whatever else he's going to say. If you'll just do this, Brandon. Oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to have to address that. I don't want to deal with that right now. I don't want to have to say that's really something maybe I shouldn't do. Just things that come through our minds, the battles we face, the reality of it. Lord, let me just lay all that aside. And when you say, if you will, just be ready to do whatever it is you're fixing to ask me to do. Zechariah, the 6th chapter. Zechariah, the 6th chapter. And let's look at the 12th verse. And the word of the Lord came into Zechariah. And he's sitting here and he's saying to go speak to the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. And to speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the Branch. This is talking about Jesus. He shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. And even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. He shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crown shall be to Helam, and to Tobijah, to Jediah, and to him, the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of the Lord. And they that are far off shall come, and build in the temple of the Lord. And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. And this shall come to pass. All this message, this opportunity that Josiah has, it all will come to pass. You remember what he said kind of at when we were getting ready for prayer. We talked about how that we were trying to figure out how the seed's going to work. you know, at how you throw out the seed, instead of just throwing it out, sometimes we're like, okay, well, it's going to need to be put this way in the ground, and it's going to need to be done, this done to it and this done to it. And so we're sitting here and we're taking the seed, and we're kind of almost holding on to it to try to make sure it gets in the right spot and right places when the Lord just told us to throw the seed, right? Well, once again, why does he tell us just to throw the seed? Because we don't have the ability to do what we're trying to do right there. We really don't. All we have the ability to do is share what God has done for us. The Lord has the ability to take the seed. As Paul said in another place, God gave the increase. Amen. There was a job for Paul, there's a job for Apollos, things to do and throwing the seed out there, but it was God that gave the increase. Amen. You know, there was a long list of things that just happened here. And Josiah in his mind could be sitting there going, okay, so I've got to get this taken care of, and I'm going to have to set this. Okay, we got to be ready for this man called the branch. We got to figure out exactly when he's coming. There's a lot to do here in order to get these blessings going in our lives. But the Lord said, and this shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. You know, there was a lot of those kings that had a lot of struggles because of the thing that God was saying, or the if you will part. If you will, if you'll submit who you are. And the king had a lot of power, a lot of things. But you have this opportunity to see this happen. If you will submit who you are to the direction that God has given you in your life. If you will diligently obey the voice of God, then all this is going to happen. That's what you have to do. Your big old list with all those things of trying to figure out how we're going to set these blessings up in our life and make them happen just shrunk to one thing. If you will do what the Lord is telling you, then you will see these things happen in your life.
Amen.
All right? Well, obviously, if we're saying, if you will, then there's one other opportunity we have in that moment. It's not complicated. One thing the devil wants to make things complicated, so somehow it messed up because we didn't get something quite right. It's back to this singular point. This is where the issue is. We see people running around and saying all these things and trying to figure out why life isn't working out, why they're in these places. Well, it must just be because we got to change what this is, or change this truth, or change this thing, or change reality. Try to change reality. It all comes back to if you will. It's that simple. The devil tries to get us out here so we can not do what we need to do. But it's that simple. It's one choice. If you will, and the other side of that, obviously, is if you will not. Jeremiah 22. Jeremiah 22 and the third verse. We'll start there. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. A whole list of things that we know aren't who God is. Right? Meaning, the things he's telling us not to do are obviously things that, as a Christian, that should be obvious in my life. For if you do this thing indeed, if you follow the direction that the Lord has given you, then there shall enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots on horses, he and his servants and his people. You know, God wasn't even having an attitude about the fact they asked for a king. He was like, okay, sure. If you'll continue to serve me, I'm going to bless you in this. I'm going to make it a really special thing. God says, even though it wasn't really what we needed to do, I'm willing to make it something really special if you'll just do what I'm telling you to. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. You have a choice. It's not in all the complications of how you're going to make sure that everything's lined up over here, or how everything is, the blessings of the Lord, how you're setting them up and you figured out just how they're all going to happen in your life. It all comes back to a point. Am I willing to just submit my will to the Lord? When he comes along and says, if you will, do I rise up against it? When he's touching my heart and he's saying, hey, this isn't what I want you doing. I want you to do this differently. I want you to do things this way. If you will, listen to what he's saying and be willing to submit that part of you, be willing to die out to that part of you that wants to rise up, then God will take care of the rest. This is the message the Lord gives us in so many ways throughout his word.
Amen.
Don't let the devil complicate it. Just be willing to simply walk with the Lord, to humble yourself before him, to submit your will to who he is. And it says in Malachi, the third chapter, Malachi 3 and the 10th verse, he had something here they needed to do. And so he tells them that in the first part of this verse. It was, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. He said, do what I'm telling you to do. This is what, you're neglecting something here, and I've been telling you, if you'll do this. And he says, prove me now wherewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I didn't make these words up. I didn't write them this morning. This is God who said, if you will just simply do what I'm leading you to do in your life. Look at what he's offered to make us a peculiar treasure. He's offered to bless our lives. He's offered to say, I want to bless you in a way, if you're willing to do what I'm telling you to in life, to just submit your will to me, see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Amen.
If you will, Lord, help us this morning to be completely willing before the Lord for whatever he desires out of our life. You pray for me.